SoundCloud.com. A week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from San Francisco's finally sunny Lower Haight. Today is Thursday, the 5th of January, 2016. On this date in 1895, French Army officer Alfred Dreyfus, who is Jewish, is stripped of his rank and sentenced to life imprisonment on Devil's Island. 1914, the Ford Motor Company announces an 8-hour workday for its employees and a wage of $5 a day, well above market rates of the time. 1919, the German Workers' Party is founded in Munich. It is rebranded the next year as the National Socialist German Workers' Party, or Nazi Party. 1968, the Prague Spring begins when communist reformer Alexander Dubček is selected as the first secretary of the Communist Party in Czechoslovakia. 1991, Georgian government forces enter Skhinvali, marking the beginning of the South Ossetian War. Birthdays are Konrad Adenauer, Umberto Eco, Charlie Rose, and Diane Keaton. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. Podcast is written by Joe Larson. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to tefilpod.com or send us an email at tefilpod@gmail.com. U.S. Senator John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Amy Klobuchar visited Georgia this week. All three are members of the U.S. Senate Armed Forces Committee. McCain and Graham are Republicans. Klobuchar is a Democrat. They met with President Mark Velashvili and Prime Minister Kvitikashvili, as well as national movement leaders Dato Bakradze, Giga Bokeri, and Sergei Kapanadze. They also visited NATO-Georgia Joint Training and Evaluation Center in Kurtsanisi and the administrative boundary line near South Ossetia. The three senators called for the West and its allies to take a tougher stance against Russia, in particular by strengthening the sanctions imposed after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. McCain vowed that support for Georgia will continue regardless of who is serving as the U.S. president and affirmed U.S. support for the eventual inclusion of Georgia into NATO. McCain also pledged U.S. support for Georgia regaining its territorial integrity. Graham said he supports going on the offensive against the Kremlin this year, using sanctions to hit Vladimir Putin's personal fortune as well as Russia's banking and energy sectors. After the meeting between senators and the national movement, Bokeri commented that it sent an important signal considering the uncertainty about Donald Trump's policy towards the region. A vocal supporter of the national movement during the Misha years, McCain mentioned the importance of a viable political opposition after his meeting with national movement leaders. President and Prime Minister gave their respective New Year's addresses. Both highlighted economic growth, democratic development, and restoring the country's territorial integrity as a top priority for 2017. During his speech in front of business, charity, and NGO communities, President Mark Velashvili spoke of the importance of public spiritedness and of Georgian citizens serving their country and their communities on a voluntary basis. He said that Georgian society must come together to overcome the country's economic and political challenges. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili's speech made more reference to economic development. He spoke of the importance of national unity for strengthening Georgia's economy and helping it develop into a European democracy. He also mentioned the importance of providing opportunities to residents of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. The Prime Minister went into detail about the economic development projects currently underway. He said that 235 new business projects have been launched over the past 2 years through the Produce in Georgia project, with a total investment of 522 million lari and 11,000 new jobs being created. He also said that 60 new business projects were funded in 2016 through Startup Georgia, a government initiative launched last year. As for infrastructure, the Prime Minister said that they would be beginning this year on 4 major road projects, the Zemo Osiauri Chumateleti, Samtredia Grigoleti, Batumi Bypass Road, and Hulo Zarzma Road, the Baghdati Abastumani Road, and Zemo Imereti Racha, Tusheti and Hevsureti roads, and the Devdoraki Tunnel. South Ossetian President Leonid Tibolov announced his territory will hold a referendum on changing its name to South Ossetia Alania. The referendum will coincide with the presidential election scheduled for April 2017. Tibolov said renaming the territory is a step towards eventual unification with North Ossetia, with the unified territory eventually being included in the Russian Federation and referred to simply as Alania. The name comes from the Alans, the ancient people for whom the Ossetians claim their heritage. However, this is controversial, mainly because the name Alania is also claimed by the North Caucasus region of Ingushetia. Tibalov also announced that South Ossetia will wait to hold a referendum on joining the Russian Federation until after the presidential elections. In an interview with Kvitis Palitra, former parliamentary speaker Dato Usupashvili speculated that President Margvelashvili may resign before his term runs out in 2018. According to Usupashvili, the president could do this if the Otsneba-led parliament amends the constitution to make the office of the presidency elected by parliament rather than by the public. Margvelashvili would step down so the public could elect a new president before the reform comes into effect. If that happened and a new president was elected in 2017, he or she would be able to serve until 2022, regardless of any amendments made to the Constitution. Usupashvili and Margvelashvili haven't spoken directly about this issue, so his comments are speculation. The former parliamentary speaker also spoke about his new political project. He's meeting and speaking with political figures and plans to be active in the local elections later this year and the parliamentary elections in 2020. He still hasn't said who he will ally with. National Movement Member of Parliament and Executive Secretary Sergo Ratiani blasted the circumstances surrounding the party Congress scheduled for the 20th of January, saying the Congress won't be legitimate and it won't have any legal implications. Ratiani is aligned with Giga Bokeri and Dato Bakradze, opponents of Misha, who say he and his supporters have usurped a 60-member political council and instead put power in the hands of party activists loyal to Misha. Some heads of the National Movement's district offices are selecting their own delegates for the Congress, something that is supposed to be done only by the political council. Bakradze called a meeting of the political council for the 27th of December for the purposes of settling differences and organizing the conference, but the meeting failed to intervene because Misha's supporters within the council didn't show up. Congress is currently being organized by a 6-member committee formed by Misha supporters. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili spoke with the Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko via telephone on the 30th of December. The two leaders agreed to deepen political dialogue between their respective countries. They also agreed to hold the next meeting of the joint Ukrainian-Georgian Intergovernmental Commission for Economic Cooperation in the spring of this year. Serbia announced it is lifting visa restrictions for Georgian passport holders. It became the 26th country which Georgians can visit visa-free. At the same time, Serbia announced it was lifting requirements for Azerbaijanis and Armenians, too. The country's foreign ministry expressed hope the new visa-free arrangements will boost economic cooperation and tourism. Abkhaz President Raul Khadjimba hinted that Abkhazia may pull out of the Geneva talks, the only current format for negotiations between Georgia, Russia, Abkhazia, and South Ossetia. Khadjimba said the talks are useless and have brought no positive results for the territory. By that, he means the Geneva talks haven't brought Abkhazia any closer to international recognition. The Abkhaz authorities announced that they will shut down 2 border crossings with Georgia proper at Nabakevi and Otobaya. The only crossing that would remain open to the public is the one at the river in Guri near Zugdidi. Abkhaz Prime Minister Beslan Bartsis said the decision will come into force within 30 days from the announcement. The Lithuanian government is refusing Russia's request to extradite Zura Maisudadze, the former head of Georgia's anti-terrorism center. Lithuania's foreign minister said Russia wants him purely on political grounds. Maisudadze was picked up by border guards at Vilnius Airport on the 2nd of December because it showed up on an international watch list. He was released on bail but has to stay in Lithuania until the extradition request is processed. As promised, members of the political party New Political Center Girchi, or the Pinecones, planted marijuana plants inside their party office on New Year's Eve. They announced beforehand that they would do so as a protest against the government's harsh treatment of marijuana users. The party advocates for the decriminalization of marijuana, but during the protest, party leader Zura Japaridze told media that Girchi isn't fighting for marijuana use, it's fighting for basic freedoms. The party is hoping the stunt will lead to one of 3 outcomes, any of which would serve their purpose. The government responds by liberalizing drug policy, which is the ultimate goal. Members of the party are arrested, leading to more negative publicity for the government and speeding up the decriminalization process, or the police choose not to arrest them, in which case it'll be blatantly hypocritical for them to arrest others. Members of the party planted marijuana plants in about 50 soil-filled cups in the party office. That's clearly against the law and punishable by a fine. 120 to 80 hours 120 to 180 hours of community service or 1 year in jail, depending on the precise circumstances. And the authorities announced that they're investigating the incident. It was all on camera, so not a lot of investigating needed to be done. It'd be interesting to see what happens. Government policy towards marijuana users has been controversial of late, with large-scale protests and the Supreme Court ruling in December that the current law prescribing prison time of up to 1 year for marijuana users is unconstitutional because it is excessive and degrading. Patriarch Ilya II celebrated his 84th birthday on the 4th of January. He received letters of congratulation from the President and the Prime Minister, as well as birthday wishes from other political figures. Festivities were planned at the Opera House, but were canceled so that Ilya could get some rest. Five candidates have been shortlisted for the vacant post of Director General of the Georgian Public Broadcaster. The broadcaster's Board of Trustees is interviewing the finalists this week, and they'll announce the new Director General on the 6th of January. The five finalists are Tinatin Berdzeneshvili, who's currently acting director, Natia Kuprashvili, chairperson of the Association of Regional Broadcasters, Kremlin agent Vasiko Maglaperidze, former politician and employee of the Georgian Dream Studios, Zalan Japuridze, senior program manager at Europe Foundation, and Nino Zautashvili, who's a longtime journalist and a TV host with a public broadcaster. The Competition Law and Consumer Protection Center, a watchdog organization, submitted a claim against Booking.com with the competition agency. The center thinks Booking.com has been violating Article 7 of Georgia's law on competition in order to keep prices artificially high. Competition agency will decide by the 10th of January whether or not to investigate. Fire broke out this week at a cultural center in Duisi, the largest village in Pankisi. No one was hurt, according to Iza Bekauri, director of the Kakheti Regional Development Fund, the organization that runs this cultural center. Arson is to blame. Traces of gasoline were found on the scene, she says. According to her, the center's activities, which include dancing and singing, are unpopular with more conservative locals. They've been threatened and been told to leave the village. Local police are investigating the cause of the fire. A man dressed in a Santa Claus costume robbed a store in Batumi over the weekend. He knocked on the door of the Yalçın supermarket saying he wanted to wish the employees a Happy New Year. When they opened the door, he threatened them and demanded money, eventually walking off with 40,000 lari. It was apparently late at night and past working hours. Hasn't been reported whether or not the Santa Claus imposter was armed. Man is still at large. Court of Appeals announced it won't review the case regarding Magda Papidze, who was sentenced to life in prison in July for murdering her husband and child. The lawyer demanded revision of the verdict, saying rules were violated when the jury handed it down. The court denied the request, and the appeal process is over. Georgia's GDP grew by 2% year-on-year in November and grew by 2.4% during the first 11 months of 2016. The government originally projected growth of 3% for a year, but later revised that down to 2.7%. Geostat announced that year-on-year inflation was 1.8% during the month of December, driven by higher prices for alcohol and cigarettes. Due to excise tax hikes, prices for those goods were up 13.1% from a year ago. Hotel and restaurant prices were also up 4.1%. Prices for clothing and footwear fell by 5.7% from the same period, 2015. The new tax code entered into force 1st of January. Important changes are to corporate and excise taxes. Companies won't have to pay corporate tax on retained profits, a policy the government hopes will boost investment. Also, corporate taxes will be filed on a monthly basis rather than an annual basis. As for excise tax, new charges will be applied to cigarettes, imported oil products, import vehicles, and online gambling services. Tax on cigarettes will increase by 60 tetri per pack. Tax on imported vehicles will only apply to vehicles that are 6 years old or more. Starting this week, the central bank will take into account microfinance transactions when setting the official lari exchange rate. Currently, four microfinance organizations trade using the Bloomberg electronic system, which is an indicator of an influential market position. The official exchange rate is set each day according to weighted averages, exchange rate of transactions by commercial banks and the foreign exchange market. Now it will include microfinance organizations too. National Tourism Administration published data on international arrivals in 2016. A total of 6.35 million foreigners visited the country last year, an increase of 7.6% from 2015. Of those, 2.7 million spent more than 24 hours in the country, a 19% increase from 2015. The largest source countries were Azerbaijan, Armenia, Turkey, Russia, and Ukraine. But bigger numbers came from several EU countries, as well as from Iran, India, Saudi Arabia, and the Philippines. Revenue from international tourism reached $1.7 billion during the first three quarters of 2016, an 11.7% increase from the same time period of the previous year. The Ruchi shopping mall near the administrative boundary line with Abkhazia is getting its first automobile market on the 8th of January. Customers will be able to buy new and used cars and auto parts and be able to get repairs. The 15 million lari shopping complex will be completed this month. Construction started in September 2015 with co-financing from the partnership fund. The winery Khareba announced plans to export grape seed oil abroad this year, first to China, then to Germany. If that goes well, the company plans to export to Baltic countries too. Grape seed oil is used in medicines, cosmetics, and cooking. The work of film directors Dia Kulumbegashvili and Yosab Bliadze will be showcased later this month at the Rotterdam International Film Festival in the Netherlands. Kulumbegashvili will present her short film Lethe, a French-Georgian co-production. Bliadze will present his short film Three Steps. The owners of Torpedo Kutaisi Football Club plan to sell the team at an auction. They want 700,000 lari for it. That'll be the initial auction price, and it's the assessed value of the team according to the Levan Samharaoui Forensic Bureau. Businessman Zal Chachava is reported to be interested in buying the club. In parliamentary news, Parliament approved the 2017-2020 National Strategy for Rural Development. The strategy was developed along with the United Nations Development Program and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. It involves efforts at the growth and diversification of local economies, improvement of public services, sustainable use of natural resources, and more local engagement in the development process. The meme this week is a clip from the hit BBC show Sherlock, whose new season features a plot line involving Georgia. The season's first episode begins with a major shootout at the British Embassy in Tbilisi. The publicity has sparked mixed reactions from Georgians. Many are happy that their country is featured on a hit TV show. Others think it unfairly and inaccurately portrays the country as dangerous and unstable. It's pretty violent and involves sculpture and lots of Russian speaking. And it has little to do with anything in Georgia, but I don't know. My mind is not made up. Social Science in the Caucasus looks at public trust in the Central Elections Commission. They drew on the Caucasus Research Resource Center survey from June 2016. Only 29% of the population responded that the commission would conduct the parliamentary elections well or very well. As expected, Otsneba supporters reported the highest level of trust in the commission, with people supporting no party having the lowest levels of trust. Lincoln Mitchell's Georgian Analysis previews 2017. Georgia faces a number of domestic international problems, including the unpredictability of Donald Trump, the quest to build a more inclusive multi-party democratic system, economic problems, and the inability to bring Abkhazia and South Ossetia back into the fold. Mitchell's view the domestic problems are more pressing. Will Cathcart writes for the Daily Beast about the U.S. senators visiting the administrative boundary line with South Ossetia. He focuses on a photo op for John McCain where the senator shook hands with Dato Ivanishvili, a Georgian man whose home is stuck on the South Ossetian side of the line. Unfortunately, Donald Trump doesn't seem to care a whole lot about people like Dato Ivanishvili, and the problems that Vladimir Putin is causing them. SFGate from San Francisco profiles basketball star Zaza Pachulia, now of the Golden State Warriors, no longer of the Dallas Mavericks. Which is the Golden State Warriors, by the way, is the NBA's best team. Despite becoming a citizen of Turkey, Pachulia has maintained strong ties to Georgia. He owns two hotels and a gym in Georgia and is the country's most popular athlete. Georgia makes Vogue's list of top 10 travel destinations for 2017. They recommend staying at Rooms Hotel and partying at Bassiani and Fabrica, eating at La Manchette, and getting out of town to Kazbegi. Also in Vogue, Liana Sattenstein previews Eastern European fashion scene in 2017. She focuses on Georgia's designers' use of nationalist symbols on the runway, including the Georgian flag. Also, young designers like George Keburia and Nicholas Grigorian will get more attention this year. Agenda.ge profiles Fair Trees, a Danish NGO that supports pine cone harvesters in Racha. The organization was founded by Marion Bowles, who owns and operates a Christmas tree farm in Denmark that sources its seeds from Georgia. She founded Fair Trees to give back to the workers and communities that make her business possible. Corruption within the pine cone business to plant Christmas trees, of which Denmark is the main recipient, has been a big issue for a long time. It's good that she's doing that. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty have a video on the village of Asureti, which was founded by German settlers during the 18th century. German community called it Elisabethal, but most of them were deported during World War II. Now it's a Georgian village, but they still have medieval German architecture. Molly McHugh has a great feature article about Vladimir Putin's long game against the West, which is really built on undermining Western credibility. In McHugh's view, they've already succeeded. Many people in Ukraine, the Baltics, and South Caucasus no longer believe they can rely on the U.S. and other Western democracies to stand up for collective security or common values. And the Kremlin has even succeeded in making many Americans believe their own political system has no legitimacy. This is a good read and has been much distributed. Molly lived in Georgia, knows the region well, is well-connected, and an insightful analyst. If you're going to read only one thing on Russia's long game, this is the thing to read. All this stuff is posted on our forum. This week's dive bar number is 14, the number of clubs in Georgia's highest football league, the Umaglesi Liga. The bigger clubs include Dinamo Tbilisi, as well as Dinamo Batumi, Torpedo Kutaisi, and FC Zugdidi. 2016, FC Samtredia won the league. The Washington, D.C.-based NGO Pixera is looking for a regional coordinator based in Tbilisi. The consultant would work on a one-year contract and implement projects under their global pro bono practice area. The organization specializes in fostering partnership between public, private, and social sectors. For more information about the position, contact Sarah Gallagher at 16, that's 16-G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R at gmail.com. American Research Institute of the South Caucasus, or ARISIC, is organizing a number of teleconference working sessions to bring together scholars of the South Caucasus from around the world. Each session will be led by a moderator. For information about attending, go to ARISC.org. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is tpeelpod@gmail.com or post the form on our website, www.tpeelpod.com. And we'll finish with, from 2010, from Amsterdam, this is Carol Emerald with Stuck.
chemistry. This combination's heavenly. But don't forget you promised me everything, everything. I know we have a chemistry. This combination's heavenly. But don't forget that you promised me.